Wahala for uno de ver.
Let's go. I work so hard before I make my millions.
Hey, make my millions.
Now I'm working so hard, make my billions.
Hey, make my millions.
I say I work so hard before I make my millions.
Hey, make my millions.
Now I'm working so hard, make my billions.
Hey, make my millions.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Among the billionaires.
Are you there? You're welcome to Two Sides of a Coin, and I remain my humble self, original Toby, O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-T-O-B-I. How's been your day and how has been your week? Well, if I would say mine has been a very long day and a little bit lively, so I just had to rest a little bit and come on here to do some recordings and speak with you guys. I hope you had a fun-filled day, and we've been having another opportunity, to discuss something different, something new, from what we discussed last week. And special thanks to those who, took time to listen out to, this Man and Swan discussion last week, and I got a lot of comments and possibly, most definitely a lot of bants, and well, it's all fun. So it's good to know you are there. Are you there? That's the name of the song I entered with by Skibby. Now you come to think of it, music at times deals with your vocabulary in a kind of funny way. Which one is are you there? So now replacing with the T with the V, are you there? Well, anyhow, we move. By the time we come back from this very short musical break, I hope you'll still be there for us to dive into the real topic of discussion for today. Please stay tuned.
Man kuraja akuna matata ona yeah
you and I
osare sare o lo gba mi o fi nigele o wo male ori ba se o sa se gba mula omo lope ga yi e lo osare sare o lo kawe o fi nigele o wo male ori ba se o fa se gba dollar. I'm a lock back, yeah, yeah, no. Every day I only go happy, go walk, walk, talk, walk. Every day I only go happy, go happy. Yeah, every day I only.
Okay, guys, you're welcome back from the musical break, and I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. Now, going straight to the bone of contention for today. I just want us to talk about and ruminate over a particular topic that just came to my mind over the week, and it's the hustling spirit of this particular generation, the hustling spirit of the 21st century generation, the hustling spirit of you and I. When I say the hustling spirit, I mean the effort you and I, or the 21st century generation as a whole, is putting into fighting poverty. The effort you and I are putting into, having a better life, having the life that we dream and we desire for ourselves and our families. Gone are the days when you thought education alone, can make us fulfill our dreams and aspirations. And when I say education, I mean formal education, quote and unquote. You mean the having straight A's, going to classes, being, you know, within the 4 walls of a school, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, you know, going to holiday classes and the likes. But hardly would you find someone now without a handiwork. Hardly would you find a student, even in the tertiary institution, without a side hustle. I was still discussing this particular issue. I was sometimes around last week though, and we're discussing about, you know, having, you know, the need to learn a handiwork and, you know, just to support yourself in school and stuff like that. And she was making me realize that she has been taking care of some certain bills herself just by the makeup she has been doing in school. It's not as if she can't call her parents for money, but she took it upon herself to, you know, look out for herself, to take care of herself. Even, you know, the parents will always try and do what they can and stuff like that, but she's not relying on them. One of the days where parents will cater for your school fees, they will cater for your feeding, they will cater for your accommodation and stuff like that. But if you look closely, the 21st century generation is way beyond that. Hardly would you see a parent now just, you know, focusing on school. I'm not saying education is not important. Formal education is important. Go to school, you know, read and stuff. It will definitely help. In fact, it's one of the best, but it's not enough. And that is actually what you and I, that is the 21st century, you know, generation have opened our eyes to. Even while you were growing up, if you don't have any opportunity of learning any hard work or having a skill you can, you know, use in making money, by the time you realize that, oh boy, this school that I'm going, there is no readily available job for me, you will definitely be motivated. Nobody will tell you to go and find a side hustle. I know a lot of, you know, graduates going back to learn fashion designing. Some going back to learn shoemaking. Some, you know, going back to learn all sort of trade. Even trade that does not even come close to what they studied in school. And I think I love that. And all this is happening because of a failed government. Everybody knows that. And, you know, we youth are not even looking at that. We are not looking at that as a disadvantage. So, having said all that, I feel what is still missing amongst we young entrepreneurs, young business owners who are still trying to get our feet and make impact in our environment is cooperation. It's still missing, seriously. See, if you think you have a business and it's going on smoothly, you feel you can do it alone. You can never do it alone. You will still need the helps of your friends, even your enemies, your families and stuff like that, irrespective of whatever business or whatever trade or whatever skill you are doing. As long as you want to make money, it's not something you can do alone. Don't be too proud to ask for help. If you see that, okay, this particular thing will help my business grow or it will help me perfect my skills, okay, there's nothing stopping you from going. Then I feel we should, you know, support ourselves the more. On WhatsApp, anybody can just send you any normal broadcast message. Please kindly repost. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't deduct from your monthly data for you to just repost and support that person's business. Mind you, you might need that person's help tomorrow. I know a whole lot of people that have sent, that was when I started my podcast, that have sent my my link and my stores, my content to. Some don't even listen. Some don't even get to repost. That's why I value so, you know, the little people who take time to listen and, you know, repost any of my content. That's why I hold them in high esteem. It's not easy. And to some people, it's not as if they are hating on you, or they don't just see the need to help. All these little things goes a long way.
Take your holiday, you write application, you go for auditions, but still it be like saying no they pay. They don't laugh you tired. Some say shay until your mate get the aeroplane. Before you go make calm, you beg God to make calm, but see everybody getting late. So my brother hustle, so my sister work. No condition lasts forever, your own turn become. So my brother hustle, so my sister work. Beans you know they cook forever, your own beans go down.
So that was Cobam's Asukwo featuring Simi in We Plenty. Conclusively, I just want to appreciate and celebrate every 21st century hustler, because it's not easy. Sincerely, it's not easy, but I pray God will give you the energy and the vibe to continue grinding and grinding. You see that business you are doing, that skill you are doing, that idea you have, please don't sleep on it though. Sincerely, it will definitely pay off. It will definitely pay off. And please, I'm not a motivational speaker, but I just thought, you know, I should just share this with you guys. And I know someone somewhere will feel motivated, and you know, we feel very good with, you know, this little piece of mine. Thank you so very much for your time. You can follow me on my social media handle on Twitter and Instagram at OriginalToby01 and on Facebook at YusufToby. And also, you can reach me on WhatsApp on 081-3431-7271. I am Original Toby and I'm just trying to make sense. Peace.